Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Show them what time it is!
The game is over. What went right and what went wrong? It's time for the Green Bay Football Postgame Show. Brought to you by Lakeland University. Experience it your way. Visit lakeland.edu. Let's get to your hosts of the show, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and Tommy Wirtz on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
Well, I am happy to report that the Packers are winning 31-21. 3:15 to go. Unhappy to report that it looks like Devontae Wyatt's done. They're getting ready to cart him off. Has his leg fully extended. We saw what happened the last time Devontae Wyatt was out with this Packers run defense. And I am nervous to see what this means for the rest of the season if, indeed, Devontae Wyatt is out for a long period of time. I mean, isn't that kind of what happens when you get carted out? That normally means you're probably screwed for either the year or several weeks.
It's not a good sign for sure at all for Devontae Wyatt, especially was that two commercial breaks,
yep.
Two commercial breaks.
They still
usually
didn't have him on the cart. They were still on the ground.
Yeah, usually that's always bad news as well.
Yeah, not good news. And again, there were and have been injuries in this football game, obviously. Amon St. Brown leaves. He does not come back. You would think that is a break for the Green Bay Packers, but it doesn't appear that it was necessarily a break for the Green Bay Packers at this point. If you look at the box score here with 3:15 to go, Jameson Williams, 7 catches, 144 yards. I believe that's the best any receiver. Well, I know that's the best any receiver has ever done against the Jeff Hafley defense. They don't give up 100-yard receiving days, Tommy.
Yeah,
that does not happen.
They've been doing the same route on him, which is
crossing over the middle.
That, just go ahead, beat everyone else on the other side of the field. With the field goal getting set up here, do you think they got to worry about this, Dan Campbell? Anything cute? No, nothing.
No.
All right,
field goal. 31-24 Packers.
Jameson Williams, I mean, you know what he brings. He has the elite speed. He had that coming out of college, and he's been that in the NFL as well. And, yeah, I think with Amon-Ra going down, it's really opened it up for him to be able to do that part in this game.
You know, the other thing, too, about this game coming in, a lot of people were talking about the Green Bay Packers and saying, hey, man, like, what's the deal? Are we ever going to let Jordan Love open it up? Do you trust your quarterback, Matt LaFleur? Can you show us that you actually trust a guy that you're paying over $50 million a year for? Can you show us that you trust him, Matt LaFleur? I don't know. Looks like you trust him to me.
Yeah, well, Jordan Love, I mean,
this game, 27 attempts already.
He looks great today after that first drive. Like, yeah. This would be awesome if this game was, a 14-point game right now, which it kind of should be. But since that first drive, Jordan Love really locked in right now. And, I mean, that deep ball to Christian Watson, have we seen that all season?
It was a great throw.
Have we seen anything like that all season? His first two touchdowns of the day on fourth down as well, coming up in the big moments. Yeah, it's a huge day for Jordan Love, which he does well on Thanksgiving, and Toyotathon at the same time, and it sure looks like it again.
Dontavian Wicks with a nice day today as well. It's been a minute since we've seen Wicks have a day like this, so that's been a pleasant surprise. Dobbs with a couple of catches as well. And everybody got mad about that one play by Watson until they saw the replay and realized that his arm was being grabbed the entire time, Tommy, and they didn't throw the flag.
Yeah, it kind of feels like that's some karma after the no false start call with Matt LaFleur getting the timeout in time
before
or whatever
Belton
that was.
Fell back.
Yeah.
But LaFleur was yelling. He was yelling. Timeout! Timeout! And then they weren't listening. So then he did the timeout. But you could see him yelling, timeout!
I don't know if you can verify that, but regardless, it was a good break for Green Bay in this one. And as well as Jameson Williams dropping the one on fourth down kind of felt like a really big break in this one,
too. That guy dropped two or three balls last week. It's not like he doesn't drop the ball. He drops the ball.
Jordan Love has a chance to have the most passing touchdowns on Thanksgiving by a Green Bay Packer.
Yep, he's tied with Brett Favre with four right now. I would be shocked if the Packers are aggressive throwing the ball. Shocked. 2:59 to go. The Lions have three timeouts. Packers have two. I would assume there's going to be a lot of running going on here. Maybe a throw or two.
You'd love to pick up a first down on third down, here. That's kind of the plan, right?
Yeah, they're not going to throw the ball.
It's not a great start from Josh.
Well,
a great start.
Everybody and their mama knows they're going to run it. They're not going to throw it.
I would put Emmanuel Wilson in at this moment.
If you go 1-2-3 punt on three passes and no time expires, essentially, people are going to kill Matt LaFleur. What are you doing? And now you're going to give him 2 minutes, and your defense has had all kinds of problems, and they've already given up 24 points in this game?
Yeah. Offense has to win this one.
Yeah, well, they're going to have to finish it. I mean, 31 points is enough to win it. I don't want to hear anybody say, if they lose this for some reason, I don't want anybody to say, oh, boy, the offense killed them.
No.
And stop. They got 31 points,
but
dog.
The offense can win the game right now.
But they will not be blamed for losing
this. No. And Jordan Love has looked like he's lived up to those moments today so far, but we've seen him collapse at the end of a game before, so I won't hold my breath by any means. Again, they're in that bunch formation that they just love right now today.
I don't get worried about Love at end of games. I mean, yes, the Niner game, fine. He threw it across his
Cleveland
body or whatever. Yeah, the Cleveland game to a degree. But, I mean, for the most part, I think they're pretty good for the most part with Jordan Love here at the end. Again, another handoff, another 4 yards, and that's fine. You're moving the ball another time out by the Lions, so they're doing what they have to do. Now, this is playing exactly in to what Tommy Wirtz wants. Tommy Wirtz said a big third down conversion before that two-minute warning. That really puts them in some type of trouble because the Lions only got one timeout left. Go inside the box score here and look at what's going on with this game. Jordan Love, again, is he going to throw for 300 yards or anything crazy like that? No, that's probably not going to happen. 210 yards, 4 touchdowns, 16-27, 123.5 passer rating. Josh Jacobs is averaging over 5 yards a carry, Tommy.
Yeah.
15 carries, 76 yards.
He looks fresh today.
He's done his job.
He does look fresh today. And maybe it's the
not
best
playing.
He's looked all season.
Not playing Sunday was obviously the smart move. Because if he would have played Sunday, my guess is he may not have looked as fresh as he does right now. But it ended
big
up working
third
out
down.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. So what ends up happening for those of you not watching, Jordan Love ends up getting a completion of Watson to the sideline. Packers still up 7, big third down conversion there. And they're showing the replay. Again, you know, with all due respect to Aiden Hutchinson.
Oh, get ready.
They're paying that dude a lot of money.
I love that take.
Has he done anything today against the Packers?
I love this take. He has never really been anyone who's... Does he strike the same level of fear that a Micah Parsons strikes in a team?
Not since the injury.
No, he has not. He is getting paid way too much money, I think, for his role. Now it's just hang on to the football and stay in bounds.
Correct. And then they're going to run at him, too. See, that's the other thing, too, was, oh, boy, Micah Parsons, you can run at him. Oh, boy, here we go. And they've had some success running the football today. I'm not saying they haven't, but they still haven't been able to finish at the rate that everybody would want him to finish at this
point. I think Micah Parsons gets a bad rap for his run defense because of how elite he is at pass defense. I think that when you see how good he is and how effective and disruptive he can be in the pass game on the pass rush side, and then he's not making every single tackle on a run defense side, I think that he gets a bad rap for it. I think he's serviceable, maybe even above average at run defense. It's just that he's so good in the pass rush that I think it hurts him on the run side of things.
This is the other thing, too, when we start talking about this Packers offense. No Tucker Kraft. You brought it up earlier. Musgrave, with the catch of his career, probably,
catch of his life.
With that diving catch. It was a great play. They didn't really go back to him after that. And that's something that I'm interested in seeing kind of going forward, because we talked about it all week. Like, is their tight end position pretty much just going to be taken out of this offense, and they're really just not going to throw to the tight ends anymore going forward? And they really haven't thrown at him. I mean, if you look at Fitzpatrick, and that was a horrible throw to Fitzpatrick. Wiley had no chance at his play that he had thrown to him. Musgrave had one. So three targets to tight ends today from the Green Bay Packers. I feel like this could very well be more of what we see going forward out of this Packers offense. As the time clicks down here to a two-minute warning, 3rd and 3 for the Packers coming up. Now they're, what, about third down conversion away from this thing being
over?
They
are a third down conversion away, yeah. So if they get the first down, this game will be over, and you got to think they're going to go back to – do you run the football here, or do you go for the win?
No, you get the first down, you throw it.
So it's got to go to Christian Watson again, because he's had every target today, it feels like, for the Green Bay Packers. What was Tucker Kraft's high, 10 targets this year? I don't think he got more than 10 in a game, right? That like second to last week of his season.
He might have had 11 or 12.
But
I don't know, you'd have to look.
Christian Watson was getting heavy action early in this one.
Nine targets
right now?
Yep.
Yeah, I think 10 is underway. He would probably be the... Has Romeo Doubs gotten a 10-target game? Maybe he has this year. But Christian Watson being well past midseason form when coming back from this injury has been just something this Green Bay Packers offense needed so desperately. And he continues to show it today on Thanksgiving.
He had 9 targets. He only has 4 catches.
Yeah, he has not been effective. Well, one of them was the not called pass interference.
Correct. And Love missed a couple.
Love's missed a couple of throws.
Dontavian Wicks has 6 targets. He has 5 for 78 for Dontavian Wicks. I mean, is Wicks going to become a bigger part of this offense than everybody was talking about?
We do this every time Dontavian Wicks has a game.
What?
Every time.
What?
This conversation, this is deja vu. We might have did this on Thanksgiving last year. I can't even remember what it happened. But I'm telling you that the Dontavian Wicks love happens every time. It's just out of nowhere. He has a game. You see the separations percentage stat, and everyone gets excited.
Yeah.
But then it just doesn't happen. I think Jaden Reed's going to come back in the next week or two. He'll be back into his swing of things and probably assume a lot more of these roles that Dontavian Wicks is filling in. And then on top of it, another week without Matthew Golden right now, where you got to assume that he's got something drawn up for him more than Dontavian Wicks does as well.
I mean, if you're
and Savion Williams. Forgot Savion Williams in there, too.
If you're around the National Football League and you're watching this game and the Lions lose, do everybody write the Lions off and go, that takes care of them? Or is there still hope that you could get 3 out of this division to get in the playoffs? I don't think you're going to get 3 out of this division. You're going to get 3 out of the West, right? I mean, the Rams are going to go, the Niners are going, and the Seahawks are going. I don't think you're getting 3 out of the North. You're going to get 2, probably.
I don't know the schedule of the NFC West. If they have the same schedule that the NFC North had, where it's just all these backloaded division games and hard opponents, like that could be something that shifts things up. But the Lions are going to fall, I think, at least 2 games back now if they lose this game. So yeah, it's tough, and that feels like something.
And the Packers are going to have the tiebreaker as well,
right? Yeah, that feels like something you have to raise an eyebrow for if you're in Detroit too. Like, this season was not supposed to be at this point type thing, you know.
But they did get huge news yesterday, getting Frank Ragnow back to shore up the middle of that line that has been a problem for them all season. So Ragnow's going to come out of retirement for the Lions here, and now is it going to be too late? I mean, it's a hell of a Thanksgiving Day present, I guess, if you're a Lions fan, that Ragnow is going to be back here in the next week or so, eventually. But we'll have to wait and see. Christian Watson just dropped the ball. Just dropped the ball. Hit him right in his hands. Dropped
Told it. You he was going to him.
Flat out in the middle of the field, dropped the ball. That was a great pass. Jordan Love didn't make a bad pass.
It.
Jordan Love did not make a bad pass, right?
No, I think it was a good play, though.
Right in his hands. Just dropped it. I don't think the Lions defender got his hands in there. Nope.
No,
just flat out dropped it.
Just dropped it. They're going for it. They're going for it.
Oh!
They're going for it on fourth down.
I don't like this.
Oh, man.
Put me down for I don't like this.
Wow.
If it works.
No, this is Matt LaFleur, man. He's feeling himself
today.
I understand.
I'm saying if it works, great. But I don't like giving them half the field. Oh, no, they're not.
No, they're not.
They're not. They're not. Delay a game.
Wow.
And you're just going to punt the ball. I'm assuming it was delay a game, right?
Yeah.
Or do they call timeout?
Oh, timeout, I guess. I don't necessarily love that either.
Packers call timeout. So he's still going to go for it.
He might go for it.
He's still looking at the play sheet.
He might go for it again.
He's still looking at the play sheet. I don't like this.
Yeah.
I don't want to do this.
This is it.
The ball.
Matt LaFleur's feeling himself today, man, and he's had a hell of a game as well.
They gotta throw it. Like, they're not gonna hand it off to Gibbs 6-7 times with under 2 minutes and no timeouts.
Right.
They gotta throw it. Let Micah Parsons eat. Let him eat. Don't do this.
No, you pay your quarterback. You know who's the only guy making more money than Micah Parsons on this team? Jordan Love.
Let me explain something to you. This has nothing to do with Jordan Love. I'm a chicken.
Yeah.
I don't like playing this game.
Do you know what everyone gets upset about Matt LaFleur for? Being a chicken.
That is
100%.
Cool.
It is.
I'm all right with that.
They're going for it again. I love it. I hate it, but I love it.
Yeah, you hate it, but you love it.
I know.
You're going to get the ball at the damn 45 if they don't get this.
Right, which, I mean.
Oh, my goodness. I hope they get it. Gosh, I hope they get it. I can't watch.
Checks again.
I don't want to watch it. I don't want to watch.
Maybe they're just trying to draw him off again. No, they're going for it.
No, they're definitely going for it.
He's got to throw it.
Goodness gracious.
What a grab. What a grab. Dontavian Wicks, the game of his life. Take a lap, kid.
Goodness.
Yeah.
That was another off the back foot. Just hoist it up and see what happens.
Oh, you know Matt LaFleur is feeling himself right now.
Goodness.
Oh, you know it. You know it. Wow. You know what? Hey, everyone else. Nicolay Law talking text line 414-677-1250.
Yes!
You better call in. Say something to Matt LaFleur today. Just say something. Give him his flowers today. I'm not asking for apologies, but this was the best game Matt LaFleur has maybe had all season long. And now 31-24, Packers going to come out with a victory on Thanksgiving. Toyota-thon in effect. That's your Green Bay Packers for you. This team, if this is the team they are seeing, they can win a Super Bowl.
Jeff Rieger, 97 won the ticket, texted me. Why in the world would you go for this? Then follows that up with, I guess that's why. Wow, great win.
Why is he texting us that, of all people?
He always texts me. We're always texting.
I'm just saying, Dan Campbell has done way worse in way riskier situations.
Yes,
and
right.
Now you're going to say, why would you go for it there? Yep. Absolutely not. That's how you do it right there. You won the game. You just won the game.
If Dan Campbell doesn't exist, does LaFleur go for it on fourth down 3 times?
He's letting him know. He's letting him know.
You want to pull this crab with me? Watch this, dude.
I do this.
I got you.
I do this.
I got you.
Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving, Dad. Go
that
have
was
some
awesome.
Turkey.
Yeah. I'm all in on that. That was awesome from Matt LaFleur. First sweep of the Lions since 2020.
There you go, Matt LaFleur.
Good
there you
play.
Go, Jordan Love. Huh? Micah Parsons, Jordan Love, little hug in midfield.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Oh, man.
Beautiful game.
All right, let's celebrate. 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. You can comment on X and on YouTube as well at WI Sports Radio as we are available there. I want to just celebrate. That's all I want to do. Let's just celebrate and talk about a huge, huge Packers victory. That is why you pay that dude money right there. Right? You paid Jordan Love that money for that performance, that game right there. He started off slow. Not going to say he didn't. But he got going, and when you need him to make the throws, he made the damn throws.
If you need him to make the throw, it sounds like this.
Love. Looking around. Pressure in his face. Throws. It is caught! Oh, Dontavian Wicks lost his shoe. Didn't matter. First down, Packers, and that will do it.
You know, that's the thing for me is Dontavian Wicks is a guy with Jaden Reed last year. They were the two worst receivers in football from the position of dropping the ball and making bad decisions and all that. We had Warren Sharp on Wisconsin Sports Daily. They were the two worst football receivers in football. So when Wicks comes out and has a game like this, including that big catch at the end, you absolutely love it for that guy.
Yeah, and he needed to step up. We've talked about the injuries, not just in the wide receiver room, but Josh Jacobs has been banged up now for a few weeks, and you've seen tight ends obviously are not a part of this Packers offense anymore. To have a moment and a game like that for Dontayvion Wicks, Ryan Wood had tweeted it out earlier, like didn't have him getting a turkey leg on his bingo card, but he's absolutely going to get one with two touchdowns.
Are they going to get turkey legs?
Oh, yeah, Jordan didn't get one. Well, that was the night game, right? That was the night game last year.
Are they going to get a turkey leg?
They better get one. Get Leroy on the phone if they don't have him ready, because I know he can whip up some turkey legs if you need them.
That's the other thing about this, that from a Packer fan standpoint, this is a big game, yes, because they beat the Detroit Lions, because they swept the Detroit Lions. It's big from that perspective. You want to know why else it's big? Because you did it on Thanksgiving in Detroit. That's what makes it all the more sweeter as far as I'm concerned. You went in to their house and beat them on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Now, before they were good, today was their Super Bowl because the rest of the year stunk every year. That usually was their Super Bowl. Now, the last couple of years, it hasn't been that way because they've been really good. But that hurts. I promise you that hurts, Detroit Lion fans. Got one here from the 414. Happy Thanksgiving, Tommy. All right. Very good.
Nice.
I got another one here. Hey, Sparky, this comes from my heart, my brother. I'm thankful to hear you. Well, that's good. I'm thankful to hear you as well. Let's go to Trell on the north side on the Nicolay Law Talk and Text Line, 414-677-1250 after a Packers win on Thanksgiving over the Lions. What's up, Trell?
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, gentlemen. You know what? I got to start off. Well, first, let me get to this real quick. I think we lost Wyatt for the year.
Yes, agree.
That's the sad part out of this game, and I'm hoping that our defense can play better than they did the last time we lost them going forward. That aside, got to give Matt LaFleur some kudos today. I've been hard on Matt LaFleur because this design of the way they played today was what I envisioned their offense should be, because I believe in Jordan Love. I know he can make all the throws, and every time Matt LaFleur gives him more leash for him to do it, he shows that he can do it. And I'm just so happy. I thought that he got even more conservative than maybe. I mean, even more the opposite of conservative.
He aggressive.
He surprised me because I didn't expect that 4th-and-3. Go for it on right there, especially in the field position. Hey, I'm like, oh my God, he's going
Trell,
for it.
We were streaming live on X and YouTube since 3 o'clock. We've been on, and I'm on X and Twitter going, no, don't go for this. Please don't go for this. Punt the ball. What are we doing? And Tommy's like, yeah. No, man, this is good. This is good. I like it. So I hope they make it, but I'm a chicken. There's no chance I'm doing this, man. Oh, yeah. they got the turkey right now. Micah Parsons has a leg, Love has a leg. Rasheed Walker has a damn leg.
Recovering that fumble was a huge play.
Dontayvion Wicks deserves a leg over Rasheed Walker.
Absolutely does.
No, I mean, go ahead, Trell.
Sparky, guess what though? Our offense looked good today. We still got two of our most explosive weapons on the sideline with Jay Reed and Matthew Tolden.
That's right.
So I'm hoping going forward, LaFleur. I think this is the way for this team to play at its ultimate peak, because Josh Jacobs still able to get going, but they were rhythmically throwing the ball today all day long, and that's what I wanted to see. So I'm very happy.
But understand
like
something.
I don't want to bring you down.
I don't. But coming in, LaFleur talked about they want to stack the box. They stack the box more than anybody else in the league playing the run. So he came in with the idea of, okay, you want to stack the box, we're going to throw over the top of you. I don't think this is going to be the new look Packers offense the rest of the year. I don't.
Right.
18 of 30 for Jordan Love, 234, 4 touchdowns, passer rating of 124.2. Amazing. Josh Jacobs, 17 for 83, 4.9 yard average. Awesome. Wicks, 6 for 94, 2 scores.
Wow.
Watson, 4 for 80 and a score. Dobbs with a 1 catch for 23. Or not Dobbs, Musgrave, 1 for 23. Dobbs, 4 for 20. And a catch in this one as well. Plus, Brooks had 2 catches and Jacobs had 1 catch. I could be wrong. Maybe they will throw the ball a lot more here the rest of the season, but I guess I don't think so. I think it was based on game situation.
That's crazy. Sparky, we scored 31 points today.
I mean, like, the
thing with this team, if you can score points, you're going to win, because the defense is not going to let people score that many points. So that's why I say this is the best way for us to win. But we'll see going forward, man. But this was a great offensive scheme by LaFleur. I've been hard on LaFleur. I've called him out and called him conservative. Today was the opposite, and I give kudos to him today.
I like it. Thank you very much, Trill. Hey, thanks for calling in. Nicolay Tonga text line. You can too as well. 414-677-1250. Man. My turkey looks good, man.
Looks good.
I already had my Thanksgiving turkey stuffing, mashed potatoes, green beans.
You got a
good pumpkin pie when I get home.
Look, you gotta hit this break because I'm so excited to do this on the other side.
Do what?
It's a surprise.
It's a surprise.
It's a surprise.
Packers win 31-24 over the Detroit Lions. Green Bay Football postgame show powered by Lakeland University. Happy Thanksgiving, y'all. Let's celebrate. 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
And standing up. Michael Parsons gets double teamed. Goff, still in trouble and sacked anyway. Guess who got up there? Double team didn't matter. Parsons and Emeka Bari.
Elevates off his feet. Not sure he needed to dive for that. This one's where you want a little rack.
But they'll take it. Look out! Goff is smoked. Guess who? Micah Parsons. Third and goal. Goff. Pressure, in trouble, hit and dropped! It's Micah Parsons again!
How about it, Packer fans? Parsons, 31-21. Green Bay wins on Thanksgiving. Micah Parsons, 3 sacks. Highlights courtesy of Fox Music, courtesy of Tommy Wirtz at the end of the day. Nicely done. And highlight package courtesy of Tommy Wirtz mixing that all down. Nicely done, Tommy Wirtz. Nicely done.
Yeah, I told you it was going to be a surprise. Now just make sure to put me back in 3 over there, and then we'll be good.
You're all set.
Great, yeah. I told you, it was a nice surprise.
Thinking it was going to be a little drummer boy, but the highlights probably wouldn't have made sense.
No, I just thought, well, I can make a little mashup real quick here. And then I was like, you got to trust me, and I knew you would love it from there. I will say, the Enter Sandman, it's definitely a Mariano Rivera thing, but God, that just
sounds
hits
awesome.
Every time.
Sounds
it just
awesome.
Hits every time.
It sounds awesome. 31-21, Nicolay Lautaka, text line. Let's roll. 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250 as we broadcast live from Wisconsin Sports Radio Network Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook, as we do the Green Bay Football Postgame Show, powered by Lakeland University. Steve in the Falls, you're next with me, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. What's up, Steve?
How you guys doing today? Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
What a game. I mean, for me, it's simple. I think you look back at the entire season right up to this point, this is probably, in my mind, the most complete game since week one, right, against the same team. So you look at this right now, what's happening at this stage in the season. You got 5 weeks left. Nice little mini bye here, right? Get a couple days off, enjoy the win.
And then you get the Bears.
Let's hope the Bears get the crap beat out of them tomorrow. They go to Philadelphia. So we got lots of rides this weekend here. Good weekend for the Packers. Great win. Sucks that Wyatt went down. Pray for that guy because that looked nasty. I think he's going to be done for the year, looks like. But, let's find Warren Brinson. Let's get him some reps. Let's get the defensive line back to – let's keep the defensive line, I should say, where they're at. Because they've been playing really well the last few weeks. Stopping the run, just keeping teams at bay. I don't know, man. I look at the Sparky, and I think it's a situation where you take care of the Bears coming up, and then you go into Denver in December. You know what I mean? This is going to be a dangerous team. Packers are for real, and I think the NFC is watching out, and they're ready to see that this team is ready to make some noise in the playoffs. I believe that. I really do.
I'm with you, Steve.
Playing the best football of the season right now, and that's what you want. You don't want – no one wins Super Bowls in September, October, right?
Yes.
You win that in January, fellas. Let's play good football for the next 5 weeks, roll that playoffs. 8-3-1. What's that about? Let's enjoy the turkey. Get the pie, fellas. Come on.
Happy
Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Steve. Take care. I agree. Remember when some of y'all were like, "Look, they may not even make the playoffs. They're gonna be they're in third place. They're not even that good, Sparky. They're gonna be horrible." Blah blah blah. Fire Matt LaFleur. Get rid of Jordan Love. Over and over and over. We heard it. I told y'all, chill out. Just like I'm telling y'all, chill out on the Bucks. Same thing. No difference. I mean, the Bucks are
Don't bring the Bucks into
Bucks
this. I don't want to talk any
right
Bucks
now,
today.
Man.
No, stop. This is all Packers
all the time, man. Corey in the big truck. You're next on the Green Bay Football Postgame Show. What's up, Corey?
Sparky, happy holidays. Let me tell you something, man. You right about the Bucks, man.
Yeah.
I know this is a Packer postgame, but do not give up on our Bucks. They'll be all right.
See that? Thank you, Corey.
You heard?
Yeah.
They will be all right. And Sparky, on three, let's say it together. We beat them twice.
We beat them twice. Yes.
All right. I appreciate you taking my call. I got to go. I got a house full. But hey.
Hey, I appreciate you stepping out and having some quick conversation, Corey. Take care, buddy.
Sparky, hey. Have a good one. Thank you.
You too, Corey. Be good. Take care. Man. We got a bunch of comments via X and YouTube. Tommy Wirtz, you go pick out whichever ones that you like and let's roll.
Yeah, let's start with Rocket Knees. Jordan Love Toyotathon is for real, huh? Right?
Uh-huh.
That was another one. He also commented in, not the biggest fan of MLF, but he called an aggressive game. Looked like he wasn't going to settle for anything. I like this version of MLF. Let's keep this attitude in the playoffs.
Can we just talk about a play that didn't involve the Packers necessarily that was probably the play of the game?
Packers send the blitz. Picked up. Goff on the move. Jamison Williams.
Drops it. And that was it. I like courtesy of Fox for the Packers, at least. That was it. He dropped that ball, and I tweeted out, drop. That's probably going to be a deciding factor in this game. And it was. And that's his problem, that dude. He drops balls. Last week he dropped a couple. That was a huge drop. And then fast forward, did Montgomery or Gibbs drop one right after that on the next time they had the ball? That is a big deal. And as Packer fans, we know that. right? We watch guys drop balls all the time, especially last year. This year, not as much. But this is how you do Thanksgiving. This is how you do it. Uh-oh. I see thunder popping up over there, Tommy, in the YouTube chat.
Yeah, if Wicks can be this guy, the offense has a real shot to be special.
I'm not falling for
the Dontavian Wicks hype. I'm not doing it. We do it all the time. I need to see consistency. I'm not worried about the talent of Dontavian Wicks. I'm worried about the consistency from Dontavian Wicks. This was an awesome game. Love to have him on the team. Thankful for his game today, if I could say something about the current setting. But no, I'm not going to say that Dontavian Wicks is the difference between this offense being special and not special. I'm not going to do it.
Love throwing it. Wicks makes a catch. Lunging. He's in. Number two for Wicks and another one for Green Bay.
Don't make me look bad right there. Don't do that.
I'm just saying, man. You maybe have forgotten what happened in the game or whatever the case may be.
I'm rooting for him. I'm not worried about Dontavian. You know, I'm not a hater of Dontavian Wicks. Yeah. I'm just not going to fall into this hype. Otherwise, we're going to have the same conversation.
Let's not talk about him. Let's talk about the other receiver who, with the quarterback, had the play of the day.
Love, low jump, going deep. Christian Watson down.
It was pretty. It was so pretty.
Man, when Jordan Love throws a deep ball, you know how high it is in the air all the time. He learned that from Aaron. You knew he did that. Mm-hmm. Same exact way he would do it. And Tom Brady made a pretty good point on the broadcast today, just talking about the higher you throw it, you know, the more separation a guy like Watson is going to get. And that's exactly what happened. He just found a crevice, and as soon as Jordan Love floated it up there, you knew, like, oh, he's got someone.
Yeah.
That was a moment that I have not felt a lot with Jordan Love. That's something that I remember with Aaron Rodgers very frequently. When he does his little hip turn and go, you're thinking, who's getting it, right? Who's down there? Is it Devontae? Is it Jordy? Is it James Jones? Whoever it is. And that was the same exact vibe you got from Jordan Love on that throw to Christian Watson. You could tell he saw something, and it was a thing of beauty, man.
I got one coming in the Nicolay Law Talk. A text line, 414-677-1250, 414-677-1250. Watch us live on X and YouTube. We stream this bad boy. 414 from Schlitz Hat Patrick. Now we run the table. Vikings going to lose to Darnold. This deflates the Lions rest of the season, and the Bears have a rough road ahead. Let's go, baby. That's from Schlitz Hat Patrick.
They control their own destiny. That's the good news, right? And they did going into today, but they went out and now 3-0 in the division after being 1-5 last year. That's a huge turnaround and something that I know Matt LaFleur was harping on all offseason. Now on top of it, they get to play the Bears two more times. They get to play the Vikings one more time in this. And it's a tough schedule down the way because they're going to have Baltimore and Denver in that time too. But it's at least a very good litmus test for how competitive this Packers team can be against the rest of the top teams in the NFL. And they just passed the first one today.
It's a beautiful thing. Scotty Tiffany, the 262, she texted, "Happy Thanksgiving, guys. What a win. I loved how aggressive the offense was today. And although Williams had quite a game, we were able to contain Gibbs for the most part." And if you, again, look inside the box score here at the Detroit Lions and what they were able to do. Goff, 20 of 26. That's pretty good. 256, two touchdowns. His passer rating was better than Love's, 132.9.
Yeah, he was cooking.
And lost. Jahmyr Gibbs, 20 for 68. He only averaged 3.4 yards a carry. Felt like more than that.
How many passing yards receiving yards did he get to?
3 for 18.
So 68 plus 18 is what, 86?
86, yeah.
Yeah, that's the most he's ever had in a game versus the Packers.
Correct, but
that's 20 for 68?
Yeah. Any defense would take that to be allowed.
Especially what he just did last week,
yes,
where he just put up 55 fantasy points and won a football game.
Correct.
For him, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's easily containing,
now,
I would say.
Jameson Williams, 7 for 144. That is the most by a receiver in the Jeff Hafley era by a lot, I think, at this point.
It makes
sense. No receiver has crushed Jeff Hafley's defense like this.
Yeah, it's a tough ask for Keyshawn Nixon to have to cover him just based on the route tree that he has the whole game. Oh,
they
yeah.
were talking from
to.
The first snap,
you
those
have
two.
To. You
Keyshawn
have
would not
to.
Shut up.
Yeah, you know who also did that? his name was Jair Alexander,
yes.
The guy who never shut up, no matter how bad he was getting cooked or at all. Like, you have to have that kind of swagger, that cockiness, to play cornerback one in the NFL. I got no problem with that out of Keyshawn Nixon.
Nate, north side of Milwaukee on the Nicolay Talkin' text line. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys and your families. Matt was on point today, aggressive, and had trust and love to make the right play. Micah just keeps showing why we gave up two first-round picks. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. Micah Parsons, I said this before. I don't care if they win the Super Bowl or not. This dude is showing he's worth every penny that they paid him and every pick and player they gave up for him and the two ones and Kenny Clark.
Yeah. And
absolutely awesome.
I asked the question to you in the middle of the game, too, is what's the record for most sacks in a season? He's got a ways to go to get to
19 and a half. Tim Harris, 1989.
Yeah, but he's probably going to be second. All day. Yeah. I mean, if you said he had 1.5 or two and a half or three today.
Let's see what he had total.
Because he got in kind of with Inekbari, so I think they probably gave him a half a sack for
that. He got 2.5 sacks, 3 tackle for loss.
So he's up to 12.5 sacks in 12 games right now for this team, and Reggie White was second with 16.
Beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing.
It is. He is Tommy Wirtz, Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer. Happy Thanksgiving to you all. Packers get the win 31-21. Green Bay football postgame show powered by Lakeland University. As we broadcast live from Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Up next, we'll hear some from Jordan Love. Straight ahead as the Packers get a
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
When?
Love, looking around, pressure to space, throws, it is caught! Oh, Dontavian Wicks lost his shoe, didn't matter!
Harris, and that will do it.
That'll do it. 31-21. Your Green Bay Packers. 31-24. I keep saying 21. 31-24. Packers over the Lions. A big, big win for the Green Bay Packers. And keep pressure on the Chicago Bears, who play tomorrow against the Eagles, who are coming off of a horrible performance. So I would think the Eagles will be out for blood at the Bears' expense tomorrow, but we will see what happens. It's the Green Bay Football Postgame Show, powered by Lakeland University, live from Wisconsin Sports Radio Network Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Happy Thanksgiving to you all. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Tommy Wirtz, other side of the glass. A big victory for the Green Bay Packers. Jordan Love ties the Packers, what was it, Thanksgiving Day record, right, with four touchdown passes, tying
records broke it.
Set by Brett Favre. Oh, by the way, not Aaron Rodgers. Here's some of Jordan Love after the game. It's a beautiful play. Jordan Love to Dontayvion Wicks after, you know, a play where Watson dropped the ball.
Yep.
And everybody's like, oh, no, come on, man. Don't do this. Don't end it this way. And I really thought he was going to go back to Watson and let him make up for it to end the game. I really did. That's where I thought it was going to go, Tommy.
He really had no choice. He had to get rid of the ball, right? They brought some pressure on him. Jordan Love, that was a huge thing on his pre-game report, is just his performance under pressure this year before today. And he made a couple of nice throws under pressure. And I think that Jordan Love, you know, this is a really good feather in his cap for today, and Matt LaFleur as well with that fourth down. It reminded me of the Arizona game this year, right? They went for it on fourth down to win the game. And I had said, make a note, right? Make a note of that, because that is something that you can say positive about what Matt LaFleur has done for this team this season. This is another one of those games. Going for the win, not making it. You didn't have to rely on your defense. The only guy on this team that you pay more than Micah Parsons is Jordan Love. And that is to go make big plays when you need to make big plays. And that's what they did today.
262 on the Nicolay Law Talk and Text line. Justin from Port. Micah frickin' Parsons was absolutely worth it. No doubt. I got one here from the, let's see, the 612. Is this the Packers' best game this year, says Bob in Minneapolis?
See, yeah. It's either this game or the other game they played against this
the
team.
Both games against the Lions were the two best games of the year. Yeah, I'd agree. I mean, the Packers defense gave up a lot of points, no question, right? I mean, 24 points is a lot for this Packers defense to give up against anybody.
With
but
a couple of very dynamic pieces, though, for it. Like, Jameson Williams, no one in the league is faster than him.
Agreed.
And same with Jahmyr Gibbs. Like,
and you were missing guys. You didn't have Quay Walker. You had guys missing on your side of on defense as well.
How about Isaiah McDuffie, like, stepping in these last couple of weeks, too? Looks awesome in place of Quay Walker now.
I had questions about him in that game. I was on Twitter going, Justin Moscata said, maybe it's time to put Hopper in there, because Isaiah McDuffie is physically getting beat right now. And eventually they didn't do that, and they continue to play Isaiah McDuffie.
Made some big run stops in this game. Yeah. Big run stops. I know what he lacks in the pass coverage is a problem, but seriously, if this defense is going to be bend, don't break, if Isaiah McDuffie is giving up 12-yard catches to make those big plays on third and fourth downs, like, totally worth it.
Couple cool things over there on YouTube in the dugout chat. What do you got over there on the WI Sports Radio YouTube chat?
Greg saying, great game, great win. What happens to the D for both of those teams there? Went from smash mouth to slugfest really quick. And then D2K Prime, Jordan Love needs a whole turducken delivered to his doorstep for his performance today.
Yeah, totally agree with you on that. Abbreviated Thanksgiving postgame show today. Thanks for tuning in. 31-24. The Green Bay Packers get this win. Now 8-3-1. The Bears lost tomorrow against the Eagles. The Packers will be in first place by the end of the day tomorrow in the NFC North. Is that what it's all about? No. It's about winning a damn Super Bowl. That's what it's all about. But you win the division, that's a good start in getting yourself.
Home playoff game still up in the air now.
Absolutely right. He's Tommy Wirtz. He's Sparky Pfeiffer. Thanks for listening to the Green Bay Football Postgame Show, powered by Lakeland University. And again, tomorrow, live shows tomorrow, 9 to noon with John Kuhn, noon to 2, the Mason Crosby Show, 2 to 5, Wisconsin Sports Daily. Enjoy the rest of your Thanksgiving. Have a good one. Toodles!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. you get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.